Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. I'm Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It is a great Tuesday morning.
Man, and everybody.
Go ahead. That slide makes me think of a dreamsicle.
So all right.
I was just.
We're on dreamsicle day two.
That's right.
And hey, you know what? Everybody needs to hear the word of God, and it has the power to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. So.
And that is key.
Yeah, that's right. So we're talking today about strengthened by the word.
That's right.
Man, the word is alive and powerful. We saw that yesterday in Hebrews 4:12. Today, let's talk a little bit further about with all long-suffering, and we teach people how to do these things. So it's important that we do this. So he says to preach. And to make sure that they were moving forward.
Yeah, we were reading through some of that last couple of days and in Acts, and how, you know, Paul would had started a church. He went and taught at a church. He admonished at a church. And then they would travel and they would go back either through letters or actually visiting them, encouraging them, actually checking to make sure their doctrine is staying right. He comes in and talks to them about, yes, I've heard these rumors and these other doctrine. Don't believe those things. This is true. This is the truth. So I like that he goes back and checks with the churches and makes sure that they are still, you know, correctly following doctrine. And
that's right.
I think it's neat that he doesn't just do it one time and go to the next.
That's exactly
right. He's
constantly
going back and checking. I like where it says preach the word, and then it says be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. But we're talking about correction, rebuke, and encouraging through the word of God. And we're talking about strengthened by the word. And how do we do that? Well, we allow correction through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit. We sometimes can be rebuked or corrected by the word of God, or someone who comes and, a mentor comes and talks to us about
that's
something.
Right. And you know what's really cool is, first and foremost, because we have looked into the word of God, the Spirit of God convicts us. He rebukes us.
Yes.
Man, he puts a rebuke on us that says, whoa, that's not going to work.
And you need to be listening to that.
Exactly. But when you refuse, then comes a person and they rebuke you for that. And it's important that we understand that a rebuke, if we receive it in the right way, is good for us. It's a form of getting us back on path.
Right.
You know, that word there, correction, talks about convincing somebody of their wrong through the word of God. So it's important that when you rebuke somebody, you got to have a position in the word of God that you know is correct. All right.
And you know, at the beginning of the church during the Acts, you know, when you're reading through the Acts, we're going through the Bible chronologically. And so we're in Acts right now and the beginning of Paul's letters. And, you know, there were things that they had to get straight in the beginning about circumcision. You know, the Jews were trying to kind of fall back into the law. And so the apostles, Paul, had to come back and say, now, wait a minute, if we're under the new covenant, under Jesus Christ and the law of love, we don't have to do those things. And if you do one of them, you have to do all of them.
Right.
So be careful.
Talking about the law.
Yes, talking about the law. So if you go back and try to follow the old covenant law, you're going to have to do all of it.
Yeah.
But Jesus, because of what he did, we don't have to do that
That's
any
right.
longer. So they were constantly having to go over that.
Yeah. And we're now under the law of grace, the law, actually the law of love.
The law of love.
And one step out of love is one step into sin. And so we need to make sure, and we're going to look at this week and find out that this is how we, in fact, go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse 12 and 13. It says, let no one despise your youth. This is Paul talking to Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't let anybody despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. Now, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. One of the reasons why we're having lapses in the church is that the elders are not being examples to the younger. Now, when I talk about elders, I'm not talking about a church board position, because that's rubbish. I'm talking about people who are mature in Christ. You need to be leading the way. This is what Paul was saying to Timothy. It doesn't matter about your age, all right? Let's go. You're a leader, so be an example to the believers. And what's the first thing he says, honey? Be an example in what?
In what you say.
No, in the word.
In the word.
Yeah, in the word.
Mine says in what you say.
Okay, well, in the word. She's always reading those wrong translations. But in the word, he said, be an example in the word.
In the word.
In conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation. That's you building others up with your words, which is what she was just saying, and to doctrine, which is what we live by. We live by doctrine. The word teaches us how to live.
Right.
It sets the example for us. Then we're to allow it to flow through us so that we set the example for other individuals that, excuse me, we come in contact with.
Right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is important and it's significant. And I just find it interesting that Paul would start with Timothy with the word, because it all starts with the word.
Right.
Listen, when we were out in the world as a Gentile, we had no faith, but we weren't believing the word. We didn't hear the word. We didn't acknowledge the word. But when we do acknowledge the word, it's important, because when we acknowledge it, all right, and we start reading it, then we have to abide by it. In fact, we have some examples. I don't know. Do we have time today? Yeah. Let's talk about that in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Unless you had something else.
No. 1 Thessalonians?
Yeah.
4:7-8. This is interesting. We were going through this.
This was in our daily reading, and it's shocking.
Yeah. It says, it's talking about living correctly. Verse 7 says, God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Verse 8, therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching, but is rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit to you.
Man, did you hear that? You got to read that again.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to stop on this and pick this up tomorrow probably, but listen to what he said. I don't know. I can't tell how long we've been going, but listen to what this says.
It says here, it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:8, therefore,
let's do 7 first.
Okay, 7. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives.
All right. So listen, let's stop right there. Make sure we're all on the same page. He's called us to live by the word of God, not mix the word with the world.
Right.
The word and the world both begin with W, but one takes you to heaven and one takes you someplace else. So we want to make sure we're living by the word of God. And that's what he says here. He says in verse 7, he says he's called us to live a holy life. God is holy. So once his word impregnates us and it begins to produce a harvest in our life, then it makes us holy and blameless without rebuke.
Right.
Holy, blameless without rebuke. All right. All right. So now listen to verse 8, because when Jada showed this, or we heard this morning, and then we'll take you to another place, but this is exciting.
Verse 8 says, therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching.
All right, stop. That means you're not disobeying. You're not listening to your pastor as a human teacher. All right? And that means if you decide not to obey it, you're not rejecting human or the world's way. But what are we rejecting?
You're rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. You know, I find that interesting, because we're constantly talking about when we were renewing our mind, we were replacing the old way, the human nature way of thinking.
That's right, Jada.
We're replacing it with the word of God. And we're saying it again here, because it says, if you're refusing to live by these rules, it's not disobeying the human logic, the human way of thinking, but you are rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit.
You stop and think about it now. If you don't want to obey the word, or you don't think that that's the right interpretation, you want to do it your way, you're rejecting God. I mean, you stop and think about that for a minute, Jay.
Right.
We're rejecting God. We're saying, God, we don't accept what you say. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is speaking to believers as well as unbelievers.
That's right.
Now, let's go to 2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, this was the other one. 1:7 with this, yes. And it's also 7 and 8. And we found this to be interesting as well. It says, and God will provide rest for you who are being persecuted, and also for us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. And we were looking at that, and that is two different people, because it says those who don't know God, that's your unbelievers.
That's unbelievers in the world.
And those who refuse to obey good
that's
news.
People who've heard the word but have rejected.
Right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is also people who sit in our church pews, who hear the word of God.
And choose, and not, choose to not to obey the word of God.
Wow, that is powerful, powerful stuff. That covers, like she said, two types of people.
Yeah, because if it were worded this way, if it said bringing judgment on those who don't know God and refuse to obey, that's one group of people.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is saying those who don't know God and those who refuse to obey the good news. That's two different groups of people.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. We want to be strengthened by the word so we can live by the word.
That's right. And it gives us, he gives us the power to do this. That's one thing we need to, because down here at the bottom of this particular chapter, down here in the second part of 12, it ends up saying, this is all made possible because of the grace of our God and Lord Jesus. So all these things of us obeying the word of God, living by faith, living by the new covenant of love.
Come on, Jay.
Living a holy life, choosing to live by God's word is all possible because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's powerful stuff.
It's possible to do it.
It is possible, ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't
you
mean
can
we're
do
perfect.
It because he's possible. Giving you his Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Man, Mike Burnett preached a good message on that today at Life Point Church, or yesterday, I guess. Well, no, Sunday. Geez, we're on Tuesday. I forgot what day it was.
Yeah.
It was Sunday at Life Point Church. And you should go online and hear it. It was very powerful. God's given us the Holy Spirit to help us for times like these.
That's right.
Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today be a great day. Thank you that you're strengthening us in the Word of God. And we're strengthening ourselves by reading, studying, and believing what we hear. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down here so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing. If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow Mike Campbell Ministries. So check us out, MikeCampbellMinistries.com, and you can check us out every Monday through Friday.
Right. Be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time.
My dream sickle slide here.
Same bat time, same bat channel on PM and AM. God bless everybody. Have a good day.